MPs brawl in unity bill chaos. House Speaker faces impeachment petition. MPs scuffled in Parliament Wednesday after House Speaker Somsak Gyatso-Rinon was accused of serving ousted Premier Thaksin Shinawat's interests. The House of Representatives erupted in chaos when Mr. Somsak cut short the opposition's protest and called for a vote to decide if reconciliation bills should be moved to the top of the agenda. Democrat MP Thanat Jirawinit approached Mr. Somsak's bench and criticized him for serving Thaksin. Is there a Dubai stamp on the hammer you're holding? Are you serving someone? What is the rush about? We MPs serve the people and do our job. Who are you to block us? He said, referring to Thaksin, who lives in self-exile in Dubai. A group of Democrat MPs then joined him. Some went up to Mr. Somsak's bench to demand that he relieve himself from duty. Kuratai MPs rushed to block the opposition as about 40 parliamentary police officers surrounded Mr. Somsak. The standoff went on for 10 minutes before Mr. Somsak called for a short recess and left the chamber under tight protection. During the recess, scuffling broke out between female Democrat and Kuratai MPs. Democrat MPs Rangsi Ma Rotswasami and Kantawan Tantian tried to remove the House Speaker's chair. Puratai MPs Breng Mani Rengsong Bunsu and Katia Sawatipun blocked them. Rumors spread that Miss Katia was slapped by Miss Rangsi Ma, but both women denied that. Tension eased when Wisu Chayarun chaired the meeting after the recess. The meeting was adjourned without a vote. If the House agrees Thursday to move up the bills, their first reading is expected to be held on Tuesday. Mr. Somsak was the target of boos and jeers throughout the tense three-hour debate. The Democrat Party will petition the Senate Thursday to seek Mr. Somsak's impeachment. Tension started when Democrat Jurin Laksana Wisit questioned the status of the bills, which were marked as urgent. He was concerned that the bills could be classified as money-related, citing a possibility that seized assets worth 46 billion baht could be returned to Thaksin if his wrongdoings were later absolved. At least General Sonthi Punyarakalin, who proposed the bill, must be asked if assets will be returned to anyone, Mr. Jurin said. Mr. Somsak ruled that the bills were of urgency and he had the power to make decisions on the issue. This triggered the chaotic scenes.